It was a grueling and contentious confirmation hearing. Tense exchanges yesterday between Senator John McCain and former Senator Chuck Hagel over Hagel's previous comment about the troop surge in Iraq.
The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
However, the White House says it does expect the Senate to confirm Hagel to be the next defense secretary.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president thinks Hagel will be an excellent Pentagon chief and dismissed any criticism of his less than stellar performance during his grilling. Joining us now live to talk more about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
Hiya.
It's been a long time, at least for me, since I remember a grilling like this one and so much animosity and even advertising saying that Chuck Hagel should not be confirmed.
From people in his own party, it should be said. Chuck Hagel was seen, I am sure, by the Democrats in the White House as a Republican, a former member of the Senate. What could go wrong, right? Except that when he got there, it turned out that he had some old bad feelings that still had to be worked through, not least of them with one of his oldest and dearest friends and a former Vietnam veteran, John McCain. It's not just bad feelings. It's a fundamental disagreement over the Iraq War. They were kind of relitigating the Iraq War. Chuck Hagel did not vote for the surge and had to explain himself. It should be we should remember that President Obama, when he was a senator, did vote for the surge and had to explain himself. And so now we are in this situation where Chuck Hagel is trying to, on one hand, say, I'm right in line with the guy who will be my the president, who will be my boss, and at the same time explain to his former colleagues in the Senate why he was on the wrong side of history, as John McCain put it. So it was very testy. It wasn't only over that issue. It was over so many things. It was about what he's had to say about Israel. It was about what he's had to say about Iran. Oddly enough, very little mention of Afghanistan, where a war is actually going on currently that the Pentagon secretary would oversee. But definitely a lot of bad blood in the room.
And what's the buzz on how it's perceived that Hagel reacted to this withering criticism?
It's a general assumption, and even Democrats admit he did not show. If there's a wonderful and upstanding and sterling side of Chuck Hagel, it was not on display fully yesterday. He seemed uncertain. He seemed tired at times, and he did not have a great outcome. But in the end, you still only need a simple majority in order to confirm in the Senate. And so, no Democrats have come out and said they're not supporting him, at least not that I know of. And as a result, as long as you keep those Democrats in line, he can still be confirmed, just with a lot less confidence, perhaps, than he may have had otherwise.
All right, Gwen, thank you so much.
Take care.
Happy weekend. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.